start out by first reciting the verse or beginning the sutra. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in the field of young. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Sakadatta.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
Can you hear in the back?
啊，听得到。我们今天最后一次哈，所以今天文额一定要把它讲完了。
This is our last session, and so no matter what, we have to finish today.
上次我们讲到是什么外籍东瑶，气机腐属。Last
time we got as far as on the second page, the fourth stanza. With still body but racing mind, like a tethered past sages, pities them. And liberated them with Buddha Dharma.
我们在禅修的时候，可能就是你外表或者你内心也相当平静，可是还是会进入一种就是像湖啊，表面上是很平静的，可是下面还是有东西在里，水流在流。
So while you're meditating or practicing, sometimes you may enter a state of extreme peacefulness, stillness, on both your appearance and maybe even in your mind. But despite that, you're still an undercurrent rippling through, just like the serene surface of a lake.
所以只要还是有在动的话，那 都不是真心本身哦，或者我们的觉性本身。
As long as there's still undercurrent happening, that is not the true mind.
真心本身就是它没有离开相啊，那个一种现象它没有离开，可是它本身是不动的。
The true mind does not depart from any phenomenon, but yet itself, in essence, is unmoving.
Is this really on?
Yeah,
I feel like it.
Oh. Oh, no, 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 no. It really sounds louder. 对呀，这个好像有点小声，是吧？后面听得到，这边好像是这个坏掉了，是吧？他给他没有平常大声，可是有声音的。你姐，他姐人，我姐人小声，他说我说。啊，对啊。I can hear you, but.
Because I'm so close, so, but it usually doesn't echo.
对，这样好像比较好一点。哎，yeah, that's good.
阿弥陀佛。实际上就是，只要我们说有能所啊，有能见的心，还有所见的境界，基本上心都是在动的啊。
So as long as there is subject and object, that there's a subject mind that is doing the seeing and the object of being seen, then as long as that still exists, then basically the mind is still moving.
所以不管你说你禅修，你修到什么程度，只要你还是有感觉有一个心啊，然后有个心感知一个对象，或是有个心。 停留在某种境界，它基本上都是还在什么内在，还是在动的啊。So
it doesn't matter what kind of attainment that you have achieved in meditation, as long as you still you're still aware of there's a mind, and either you're aware there is an object of being aware, or your mind is still able to stay at a certain state, abiding at a certain state. Then that is still not the true mind.
所以我们就是有时候这些人就要什么，要把它拉出来哈，就是
就是问他或是打他或怎么样，让他在动中动的当中他还是怎么不动的。
And that is why great masters try to drag these people out of their state by either hitting them or scolding them, yelling at them. By doing that, they're trying to drag these people out of the state and helping them to see even amidst the movement, the mind is still unmoving.
可能就把他丢到水里面去，看他动不动啊。
So one method they try is by throwing people into the water and to see if their mind is moving or not.
我记得有一次有一个禅师，就是把他的弟子，就是他弟子说问他一个问题，他就把他推到水里面去，然后那个弟子当然挣扎嘛，又浮起来呀，又把他压下去啊，就是一压下去，他跟他讲话就对了。那最后他才从那里面开悟嘛，那好像是传子和尚的样子。
传子
就传子就是谣传的，他是谣。
So there's a story of a previous Chan master whose disciple came to ask about the meaning of the nature, and this master pushed his disciple into the water, and his disciple struggled trying to get out, but he pressed his head into the water, yet still forcing his disciple to talk. And by doing this, he was able to force his disciple to reach enlightenment. And I think this, the name of the master is called Master Chuan Zi, as in the person who is rowing the boat.
Because we are 众生，基本上是很执着身体的，对不对？那你只要执着身体为我，你不可能见到你的本性。
Us sentient beings, we are very attached to our physical body. And as long as we're still attached to our body and perceiving it as the self, then it would be impossible for us to see our true nature.
所以我记得有一个人，他就入定了啊，入定了以后，然后人家以为他死掉了，就把他拿去烧掉啊。那出来就一直找身体啊，他说我的身体在哪里，这身体在哪里？结果他的师父，就问他说你的身体在那个石头里面啊，岩石里面啊，他去找不到啊，不是啊，是在那个水里面呢、啊，他一直找不到，然后又跑到河里面去，我说你的身体在河里面啊，又跑到河里面去找，也找不到、啊。那、结果他师父就讲说啊，你有身体，那你去没办法进去火里面，也没办法什么，你进去火你会被烧死，然后跑到水里面会被什么，会被淹死，然后你石头里根本就装不进去的，你现在没有身体，哪个地方都可以去，那你要身体干嘛啊？所以你看他入禅定以后，你看他被烧掉以后，但教育感应该开悟啊，结果没开悟啊。他那个抓取那个什么身体为我那个还是很强烈，所以广净老和尚讲说没来没去，有没有
？So there was once a Chan practitioner who entered deep samadhi, and after he entered samadhi, people thought that looking at his physical body, it's not moving, it's not breathing, so they thought he had died.So they cremated his body. And after this person came out of samadhi, he couldn't find his body. He went all over the place looking for his body, couldn't find it. So his master told him, your body is in the rock. So he went into the rock, couldn't find his body. Then the master said, your body is in the water. He went into the water, couldn't find his body. And then the master then said, your body is in the fire.And he also went into the fire, yet couldn't find his body. At that time, his master told him, well, think about it. While you still have your physical body, you couldn't go into the water, you would get burned. You couldn't go into the water, you would be drowned. And there was absolutely no way for you to even get into the rock. So why are you so attached to your physical body? Right now, isn't it so that you have become so much more free? And So this story is an illustration that of how attached we are to our physical body. So for this person, this practitioner, even though he was able to enter deep samadhi and lose his physical body, yet this attachment still exists. And he wasn't able to immediately attain enlightenment after getting rid of his body. There's this attachment to physical body. And that is why the great master, Chan master, Guangqing, he once said, there's actually no going and no leaving. And that's to show his unattachment to his body.
好，接下来我们进行啊，就是先生悲之未华禅度，随其颠倒以脑为书，颠倒想灭，恳心自省啊。
So we're moving down to still on the fourth stanza, like a tether past sages pity them and liberated them with Buddha Dharma. Following their upside down ways, they took black for white. When inverted thinking disappears, they realize mind of their own accord.
这个先生就是指导的老师，就是过来人开悟的禅师，那就会看到这样子的话，他想办法就是要帮忙啊，因为就是徒弟啊，就是颠倒啊，那这个以脑以树为脑以枝，那是枝是吧，那个也怎么读，以枝为树，就是把黑看作白的啊，所以就是要让他的颠倒想要什么，要洗掉他的颠倒想。
So the past sages is referring to Chan masters who wants to reach out to help his disciples become liberated. Liberating from what? Liberating from the inverted thinking. Mistakenly take black as white.That's the way we operate, and that's why the past sages, the Chan masters, try to help people break away from that.
我有时候禅师要帮忙，有时候也不见得帮得上忙哦，因为要看就是师父跟徒弟的缘。
At the same time, even though Chan masters try to help people, oftentimes or sometimes they're still unable to reach them and to address the problems.And that all depends on their past karma, affinities between the disciple and the master.
像师父在禅期，有些人就是很受用，有些人师父骂他，我说他恨师父恨了三年了。
So when 师父 was leading the retreat, some people were able to derive great benefit from his teaching. Yet for some people, when 师父 scolded them,not only did they not derive any benefit, but they ended up hating 师父 for over 3 years.
我记得还有一个人就是已经做得不错了啊，那就跟他讲说，师父我害怕开悟啊，你们在这那个，他说怕什么？他说我开悟以后，我的女朋友就没有人照顾了。师父说没关系啊，你女朋友还是有别人照顾啊。哎，他不敢呢。
There was once a student of Shifu who was able to meditate quite well. But during interview, he said to Shifu, Shifu, I am afraid to get enlightened. And Shifu asked him, why? Why is that? And this disciple said, the reason why I'm afraid is because I'm afraid there won't be anyone to take care of my girlfriend. And Shifu then said to him, don't worry, there will be other people to take care of her.But this person still did not want to become enlightened because he was attached to his girlfriend.
So, you know, 打三句又后来就是，有时候也是看师徒的缘呐。
So whether you are able to derive benefit from retreats also depend on the affinity between the master and the student.
So, 这一个。一个是你自己要有正知见，那往往我们在听闻佛法的时候，我们自己会用我们自己的意识解读，那只有老师才能够知道说，哇，你是错误的。可是这个老师要指出你的错误的话，还要看看你跟老师的缘够不够，就 是说你听不听他的啊。我每看到有一些禅师，他的师父说他你这样没开悟啊，他很不以为然的，跑掉了。他的师父讲说啊，这个人如果会再回来找他的话，就有救了啊。啊，最后他不知道发生什么事情，他再回来，他讲说，哎，我这个老师是，就是500个人的大善知识呢，不应该是骗我的，他就又跑回去了，否则的话就什么，他大概就是不会开悟的啊。
这个老师是师父吗？
就是禅师啊。
禅师。
不是师父。
So again, whether you're able to derive benefit or not really depends on the affinity between you and the master. And of course, when you're practicing Buddha Dharma, you first need to have the right understanding, right view. But oftentimes, before we're able to derive the right view, we often use our own perspective to try to understand the text or try to understand the teaching. And oftentimes, we reach an erroneous interpretation. And so at that time, it will then depend on the teacher to give you guidance and to point out where your mistakes are. But oftentimes, if your affinity with the master is not deep enough or it's not close enough, even if the teacher is willing to point out your error, the student may not be willing to accept it. And there are oftentimes stories like a great teacher trying to point out a mistake to a student, but then the student decided not to listen to it and ran away, going to other places, seeking for other teachings. And the teacher then said to other disciples, saying that, well, if this person is willing to come back in the future, then, you know, it shows that I can still reach out to him in some way. And later on in life, that student, maybe after encountering a lot of challenges and difficulties, came back to the teacher, recognizing the teacher as a true great knowing advisor.
这边就是颠倒想灭，肯心自喜，就是说你自己认为你的烦恼断尽了，你认为你开悟了，可是你认为你开悟这个本身就是有什么？有我开悟，对不对？这个还是有能所的。
So over here, when inverted thinking disappear, inverted thinking, when you still operate with inverted thinking, you may think that you have reached enlightenment. But as long as you think that I have reached enlightenment, there's still the sense of I and a state to be reached. That shows that there's still subject and object, and indeed you have not reached enlightenment.
我记得我就很早期参加一次禅期，有个禅宗，他打了3天以后，就不进去打坐了。那我们就问他，他说那是还没有开悟的人才要打坐啊，我不需要了啊。那我们就告诉他说，那你要跟师父印证嘛，你等禅期结束以后再跟师父印证嘛。那我们有个师兄弟就骂他呢，他着魔了，他也不太清楚，他就去照镜子嘛，结果禅堂没有镜子，也不晓得他这里是不是像魔鬼这样子。他因为他看了很多什么很多书，那就用书来衡量他的境界，那认为是自己是悟了，然后跑去摸师父的头，师父就骂他，就给我滚蛋了。他说：“师父怎么会骂人？我说开悟怎么会骂人？”他说他以前是不敢去什么去摸师父的头，那自从他就是开悟以后，他发觉众生什么平等啊，他去摸师父的头这样子。师父骂他了，他真的就师父怎么骂人？他就准备就薄花框框的，就是把他的那个什么行李打包就准备走了。那师父又问他说：“你真的要走吗？”结果他又留下来了。那师父就还有他有留下来。那师父就告诉他说：“这个修行是要什么？ 是要像那一个煮中药、哦、那个火要什么慢慢的煮啊，不能像你那么急、哦、它好好用功，在那个过程中好用功、哦、常看到它 就什么就是在吃饭的时候突然间好像在餐话怎么样，就是这样倒下去，没有倒啊，非常用功啊，那说三天就开悟了、哦、那时候我们也不懂，就是在旁边看的就是看那一幕，就是说他自己看他就自己什么自证自悟啊，自悟自证这样子的，自己去拿那些书看了很多书在衡量，还有师傅有告诉他，不过就那一次以后也没有再看到他出现了、啊。
So there was once a student who participated in the retreat, and I was in the retreat as well. And during the retreat, this person worked really hard, and he meditated for 3 days and decided he's not going to meditate any longer. And we asked him why, and he said, oh, I haven't reached enlightenment. It's only those people who have not reached enlightenment that try to meditate. There's no need for me to meditate anymore. And so we told him, well, it's not safe for you to...say so, you should at the end of retreat try to seek confirmation from Shifu. And one of my Dharma brother was really actually got frustrated with him and scolded him saying, you have entered the deviant ways, that's devil's way. And this person, you know, just went around looking for mirrors trying to see if his face had his head had indeed sprouted a horn or something, whether he had become devil-like.But in any case, this person actually had read a lot of stories and books about Chan. And so while he meditated, he worked really hard, and he tried to match his personal experience with whatever that's said in the book and tried to give himself confirmation. And so...later on, this person actually went to Shifu and petted Shifu's head.And you know, tried to caress it, and Shifu was really mad. Shifu said, "Get away from me!" And so this person became really baffled, saying, "Why would Shifu yell at me? That hasn't he reached enlightenment? Why would someone reach enlightenment yell at me, scold at me?" And he also explained to us that, "Oh, before I would never dare to approach Shifu and pat his head, but." Since I became enlightened, I realized all sentient beings are equal, so that's why I decided to go to pat his head. But after being scolded by Shifu, this person was really discouraged, and he packed up all his stuff, trying to go. And, but Shifu stopped him and saying, are you sure you really want to go? You know, you should continue to stay and meditate. And fortunately, this person was able to stay and continue his practice. But this person actually worked really hard.During the retreat, and Shifu told him to practice the Buddha Dharma is not like this. You should treat it as if you are cooking Chinese herbal medicine, where you use a very low fire and gradually simmer the herbal essence. You don't use you don't turn on high fire and try to burn out everything.So anyway, this person, at that time, we didn't know better, so we thought his practice was really good. And even during while we're eating, he would suddenly like fall down, maybe, you know, that's maybe due to his working really hard on his huato. But anyway, after the retreat, I have never seen this person ever again.
好，我们接下来就是要合骨侧，请观前骨活道垂成，直接观书。
So anyway, that story was to show that you do not try to confirm yourself. You should seek it from other people. We move on to the next stanza. If you want to merge with the ancient track, then contemplate the ancients. At the completion of the Buddha path, 10 kalpas of contemplation will be established.
这个骨侧，再一个就是。就是以前那个马车啊所走的那一个，等于是我们叫马轨的，我们现在是铁轨嘛。那你顺着以前古人的车子的那个轨迹这样走的话，那就到达目的地哦。那这边讲就是你要跟 跟古人所修的、方向完全一样啊。那佛道垂成，这个就是，说要修成佛道的话，这边有说十劫啊，他是花了十劫，就是有一个佛啊，他花了十劫的时间，那才佛法才现前啊。就十劫里面，佛法都不现前。
So over here, the ancient track is referring to the horse, just like in ancient time, where carriages are drawn by horse, the track that's left by horse carriages. And it's referring to if you want to practice, then you really should follow the track, the path of ancient sages. And following accordingly, do not deviate from it, then you will eventually reach the goal. And by doing so,you will be able to complete the Buddha path, but then it will take a very long time, at least 10 kalpas. That's referring to, in the olden days, there was one Buddha who contemplated for over 10 kalpas, but still wasn't able to see Buddha nature.
这边的时节还算短啊，依照这个最低下会有应该是60节啊。
Well, 10 kalpas here, you may think it's long, but it's actually pretty short. If you go by the average, the average means, then people tend to say at least 60 kalpas.
我知道有个禅师讲说，如果你七天啊，按照我的方法不开悟，那我头把你什么？我的头把它整成什么？整成让你当椅子坐这样子，就七天就可以开悟了。可是就真正就是原理是应该算是不是开悟而已，它算是原理是应该算是正果还是怎么样的时候，他们那个楞严经是讲说要60劫。
There was once a Chan master who said in 7 days I promise, I guarantee you will reach enlightenment. If you don't reach enlightenment, then I'll chop off your head and let you sit on it as a stool.So, I mean, of course, 7 days is extremely short, and so that's probably only talking about some very initial enlightenment. And over here, when we talk about 60 kalpas, it's to not only reach enlightenment, but also reach some substantial result.
所以你真正想修的话，就是什么，不要那么多了，准备个60年就好了。先准备60年嘛。
So if you really want to practice the Buddha Dharma, we don't have to be greedy. Just at least try to practice for 60 years straight. That will be the initial step.
我们这边有没有人就是你这样持续修了40年的，就是而且就是不是偶尔修的哦，就是你是每天修，随时修，处处修的，有没有？不要讲30年了。有没有一点？
Is there any one of us here who have been practicing for 40 years? We're not talking about sporadic practice. We're talking about you have been practicing every day, moment to moment, every thought to thought. Has anyone done that? You know, 40 years or 30 years or even not even, maybe just 1 year straight? Anyone here?
不要讲说 一点了，就包括一个月，你就是随时都在用功啊，就不容易了。
Let's not even talk about 1 year. If you are able to practice constantly for over a month, that already is some achievement.
所以就是说，如果你能够这样持续的啊，就是早也修，晚也修啊，今天修，明天修，这样持续的，而且就是练练修的话，它是这样的60节哦，不是。不是偶尔才来听一下经的，这样不算吗？
So, when we talk about practice, it really should be day and night, moment to moment, thought to thought, every single thought you are practicing. And when we talk about 60 kalpas, that's the kind of practice we are talking about. Not just every week I'll come to the Dharma talk and I'll attend retreats sporadically. That's not, that doesn't count.
你们有没有人这样花心的？就是花，因为能讲说哦，生生世世啊，那事实上就是什么，就是混日子的。
any of you who has made this kind of vows, who vow to practice Buddha Dharma life after life, and are you really practicing that way, or you're just trying to fool around and pretend that you're practicing?
我记得我以前就是准备三十年，就一直参参参，那个心我到现在都还没有停掉，不过就是说，也还没有算正式开始。
I have once vowed that I'm going to practice straight, you know, thought to thought, for 30 years, and I haven't deviated from that vow, and I still have that wish, but.I have to say, I haven't even begun the 30 years yet.
因为在那种现实生活，你真的就是你，像我正在讲经，然后又在修行，我现在至少还没有，还没有上路啊。
It is difficult when you try to combine cultivation with everyday life. And look at me, I give Dharma talks, and then I try to practice on my own.But I still don't consider myself have started my practice of 30 years.
还有你在慢了的时候，你是不是在修行？还有你，如果你真的慢了的话，是在修行的话，你应该是慢了以后马上可以换什么黑脸变成白脸，就是慢了以后发觉没有效果，马上就是就笑嘻嘻的啊，这样才算修行哦。
Or when you're scolding people, if you're mad at someone, yelling at them, are you also still practicing at those moments? To know if you're practicing when you scold people, you can test it by seeing when you scold people, you're mad, right? You have an angry face. But as soon as you realize that the effect is not very strong, if you are able to immediately turn to a smiling face, and not only your face, but also mentality, then that shows that you are...Indeed, cultivating.
哎呀，比如你今天背 lay off， 你的哇 ，lay off 非常非常的平静舒畅，那这样才算呢。
Or even if you get laid off and you still feel very peaceful and very comfortable at ease, then that shows that you are cultivating.
所以真的就是说，能够修行是要以这个为什么为标准的啊。
So that should be the golden standard for practice.
好，所以要不要修？反正你不修，你也是修法，修什么修？修业力嘛。反正不管你修不修，就是你那个时间都在选择的，就是复习你的业力，要么就是重新选择，反正也不吃亏啦。
So are you going to practice? Okay. So practice.It's really up to you. Even if you're not practicing Buddha Dharma, you're still practicing something. You're practicing your karmic path, your karmic pattern. So either you follow your old pattern and just keep repeating it, or moment to moment you make a new decision and practice the Buddha Dharma.
Does that mean you're constantly on a
这是不是代表说你随时随地都在用方法？那如果是的话，就是什么方法呢？
哦，那这个方法实际上是要什么？要跟智慧相应的，不能只是修定的，它是跟智慧相应的。
This method that you choose should correspond with wisdom, prajna. You're not simply practicing samadhi.
譬如说，你是通常我们就是。我们会在这一个六道轮回啊，最主要是因为我们跟外境是什么？我们是对立的，我们把外境当成是心外的东西。那在修行的时候，你必须要什么？要反向操作，你不能把外境当成你的对象，要以这样的方式去修。
The reason why we stay in this cyclical cycle of rebirth and dying in the six realms is because we operate we constantly operate with a sense of self, and we separate self from external phenomenon and take that as something external, as an object. And so to truly practice and have a practice that corresponds with prajna is to revert that method. And that will be the kind, revert that kind of dichotomy, that, you know, having the subject and object, and that will be considered as a true practice.
Yes, 后面那也会讲过，我可以先讲嘛，就是你跟外境互动的时候，你必须要知道你是跟你的什么，跟你自己在互动，跟你的潜力在互动。那你借着这样子的话，转化为你把外境是当成是别人，借着这样的一个互动的过程当中，你要转化你把外境当成是别人的这样的一个观念，在修行透过禅修转化过来。
把外境当成别人是错的，
就是你把外境当成别人，就是有能手了。那现在是他是要又跟外境互动，又是什么？又没有能手。
那就是要知道说你是前面跟后面互动，那个是正确的吗？
事实上不是前面跟后面互动，前面跟后面根本就没有互动，你跟前面后面互动还是能手的。
So the way that we operate right now is we separate.The self and the external phenomenon. We treat external phenomenon as the others, as an object, whereas it's merely a function of your previous thought and your latter thought. So in our practice, we're trying to revert that way of thinking, trying to revert the erroneous view of treating external phenomena as others. So you're trying to do away withThe function of subject and object.
也就是说，你在那个时间点的话，所有你所感知的外境都是你的心，然后你随顺的外境的需求做互动，可是你不要以为你跟外境互动，是你的心产生种种的功能，但是。任何功能都是我的心。
So what you're trying to reach is to realize that all the phenomena that we encounter are merely functions of the mind. They are meant are the mind, the activities of the mind. And so you go according to all these conditions and phenomena, and you interact with the phenomena. Yet realizing that they are not external to my mind, they are merely part of my mind.
这种修行至少呢，就是你第一步要很清楚说你心中所浮出的任何一个影像语言都是你的什么，你的念头，那跟外面没有关系。
So you have to realize that no matter what kind of phenomena you encounter, whether it's an image, a form, or some language,They're all generated by the mind. They're functions of the mind. It has nothing to do with what's truly external.
那跟外面没有关系，那怎么互动？会啊，对方，因为对方他把你的语言当成是真实的东西，所以他是跟着你的语言互动的。就像那一个我们叫 GPS 有没有啊？一边是说，哎，往右转呢、啊，是你听他的，你是按照他的，并不是那个语言有功能的。
So, but when you're interacting with people, there may be the appearance of interaction, and that is because the person you're interacting with treat your whatever you say, your language as an external object, not realizing that it's all within his mind as well.So think of it as like having a GPS, where the GPS will be telling you to go right, to turn left. It's not that the words that's uttered has any true meaning, but it's you who give it meaning and give it interpretation, and you following the sound that's created by the GPS.
等一下我们在最后那边我们再可能再讲讲更深一点好了。
We'll come back to this point and go a little bit deeper later.
接下来就是如虎之切，如马之锯，是吧？
忘记了。
啊，反正这个就是就这么练就对了。已有下列啊，宝鸡真真玉。
The next stanza, like a tiger's lame foot, like a shoeless horse, because there's defect, you see that you seek the jeweled bench and priceless halter.
他这边是不是讲说什么像什么老虎什么切没有马蹄的马啊、哦，还有什么切什么没有脚的老虎还是怎么样啊、哦？那所以他的智慧功能不能显现啊，是不是这么解释啊？
师父's interpretation was, it's just like a tiger who lost one foot, and also like a horse without the shoe. You will not be able to use your true mind and let it reveal its wondrous functions.
可是我们去查字典的话，就是虎之切是就是老虎哈、哦，它吃人哈、哦，那它如果吃动物或是吃人，那只要它吃到。耳朵以上，他自己的耳朵就会什么，就会少一块哦。所以那个老虎就很小心的吃，他不敢吃到什么，吃到耳朵上面去。
所以显示
就是说你，就是说你在修行的时候，你要很警惕的，就是哪一部分是不能换的。
But when I went to look it up, I found there's actually an analogy. It's a story. Where the tiger has to be really careful in terms of what he eats. So if a tiger eats an animal or a human being, in the story it says the tiger needs to be very careful and not to eat anything above the neck. And if they try to chew off something above the animal's neck, then part of his ear will be missing. It's just a story. And so anyway, that's to show... That's to demonstrate the attitude we should have about practice. You should be very careful about what to do and what not to do.
我这边啊，那因为那个马之蹄那个我找不到，不知道什么意思啊。不过就是总括起来就是说，你在修行的时候是应该就是说，你跟外界互动，那你要警戒的，你不要有我跟外界在互动。
So, in any case, that's just an analogy to demonstrate the attitude you should have when it comes to practice. So when you are interacting with all the external phenomena, you should not feel that there is an I that's interacting with the external.
那你也不能讲说我不跟外界互动，你要跟外界互动，那如同你没有跟外界互动。
But you shouldn't be stopping yourself from interaction either. You shouldn't say to yourself that, oh, then in that case, I'm not going to interact with the external at all. No, that's not right either. So you should be interacting with the external phenomenon, yet thinking that there's no I that's interacting with external phenomenon.
我记得我们禅49有一个女众，她49天每天都做一支香，一支香11个小时那记得师父好像也没有赞叹这个人。
So once during the 49 day retreat, there was one practitioner. She was able to sit very well, and so every time she sits, she was able to sit 11 hours straight. And but even then, 师父 did not praise this person. Did not say, oh, this person has reached certain kind of state or give her any compliment.
你最好是就是说你在生活当中，你还是照样生活，照样跟人家互动，可是你的心就像你这样一坐十几个小时这样子，这样子才算。
What's the most ideal is for us to conduct our life as normal, carry on with our daily activities.Yet still keep the mentality, have the mind of as if you are sitting for 11 hours straight. That would be the ideal. That should be the true way of practice.
所以说就是说，你一定要是什么？知道就是你 你在任何时间点，你就是在跟所有的外境都是你的心，那你跟你的心，勉强讲说跟你的心互动。
So we should try to reach the understanding where you know all the external phenomenon are indeed your very own mind. And so one way to say it is we're trying to interacting with our own mind.
那就有点像是说晚上做梦，你知道那是梦，所以这个你要怎么反应怎么做都可以的，可是你知道它是梦。
It's like when we're sleeping at night, you're dreaming and you realize that you're dreaming. So in the dream, because it's all your mental activity, you can decide however way you want to interact with the dream. So does it mean the conclusion is, that's a question.Does it mean the conclusion is no matter what you do, you are only interacting with your own mind?
应该讲是讲比较不是跟你的心互动，其实你的心就是有功能，你不会觉得你跟你的心在互动，这样的话还是能锁的。就说你心产生功能，别人会认为你在讲话，可是事实上你就是心产生功能而已。
Actually, a more accurate way of saying this is.Not that your mind is interacting with your mind. If you think that when there's still a subject and an object, you should actually say that all the external phenomena, no matter what's happening, those are all merely functions of your mind. It's the mind itself.
那这个讲的比较具体一点，师父讲说，这个夫妻吵架啊，然后就是太太说，他说说先生是秦始皇啊。然后那先生说太太是什么武则天啊？那是不是说这个你就不要吵了嘛，就是你不要认为他是武则天，那你自己不要做秦始皇，你不要认为他是武则天，那你自己不要做秦始皇，知道吗？秦始皇你知道吗？
我知道、
你不要骂对，你不要认为对方是武则天，那你自己不要做秦始皇，
那就代表
什么？那对方他是武则天，他骂你，你就被他骂啊，没啥，你不要骂他嘛。
An example is that there were a couple that was having an argument, fighting with each other, and the husband was really mad, calling his wife, "You are Empress Wu." It's this dictator back in China's time during the Tang Dynasty.And then the wife was also very mad and saying, you are the Emperor Qing, the first emperor of Qing Dynasty, who's also a dictator and really strong-willed. And so hearing this example, Shifu laughed, and he said that, well, you know, you don't have to argue anymore. When she is calling you Emperor Qing, you don't have to treat yourself as Emperor Qing. Just, you know, let her say it, and you don't have to play the role of the...you don't have to become the object of her scolding.
是说他能够当什么当武则天，他有他的本钱嘛，很好啊。
Well, if someone is actually able to be the Empress Wu of Tang Dynasty, then it shows that she is actually very capable. Isn't that a great thing?
所以讲说这一个。他不配合你，变你配合他嘛？他说这是根本就是一场什么一场梦境，配合他有什么关系
？So, Shi Fu then further said, if she doesn't act according to your wishes, then you can act according to her wishes. You know, what's a big deal? After all, it's not real. It's all merely a dream.
好，要赶快赶
哦。We have to speed up.
我还讲，有下列宝鸡真玉，然后已有金玉泥奴白骨的样子啊。
We have to move on, and because there's defect, you see the jeweled bench and priceless halter. Because you are astonished, you realized you were like the brown or white ox.
这边讲是说，因为你这个宝鸡真玉，就是原理是你开悟以后，也就是说，因为你在修行，然后开悟以后，你才发觉说啊，因为我是什么 我是执着烦恼，那所以才能够看到什么，看到智慧的显现，那也有经意，然后就是当你，所以是这么解释说，当你，当你开悟以后，你发现说自己就像这个狸奴，就好像是狐狸的样子啊，白狐好像是水牛，你就自己笨得像一条水牛这样子。
So the jeweled bench and priceless halter is referring to after seeing your true nature, then you realize how wondrous it is, and also only after you have reached enlightenment, then you become astonished and realize that before the enlightenment, you were as dumb and as stubborn as an ox.
不过当你开悟的时候，你不会这么觉得的，因为什么？如果你还觉得啊，以前好笨，好笨，那、啊、现在什么？哇，终于觉悟了，这样有没有觉悟
？But in truth, when you reach enlightenment, you are not going to feel that. Oh, I have reached enlightenment. That I was really dumb before, and now I'm so great. You're not going to feel like that, because if you feel like that, then have you really reached enlightenment?
就说你，当你开悟以后，其实你发觉是什么？也没有悟，也没有迷。那、啊、只是师父讲的说，没有修行，你不知道，根本就没有悟，没有迷。没有修行的时候，你不知道这件事啊。
So, once you reach enlightenment, you'll realize that there's no such thing as enlightenment or ignorance. But at the same time, 师父 also said that without cultivation, without practice, you would also not know the difference between enlightenment and ignorance.
下面我会讲这些讲得更清楚、啊、那么接下来下讲啊，意以巧立，色众百部，天空相直，巧立何意、
Moving on, Hou Yi used his skill to hit the target at 100 pace. As soon as the arrow hit the mark, of what further use is his skill?
这个后羿是以前好像古代的一个好像。神射手，他就说他用把十个太阳射下来哈，然后他在100步就能够射中目标，很厉害，对不对？就是大概是百花百中了啊，那千花千中，那可能万花就没有万中，万花在9999中，还有一个不中啊。
So, Hou Yi is actually referring to a figure in Chinese history who was a great archer.And he was supposed to have such great skills that he shot down the suns to save the world. And also he was able to hit a target at 100 paces distance. And that shows how great of a skill he has. That so every 100 tries, then he would be able to hit the target 100 times. Every 1,000 tries, he's able to hit it 1,000 times.But at, when you reach 10,000 tries, will he still be able to make it 100% of the time? Maybe not so. Maybe he's only able to reach 99.9% of the time, but miss a target one time.
他已经很厉害，但是他没有比我们的心还厉害。这个见风相指，就是你的心跟你的跟你所接触到的对象，他是任何一个时间点都是100%的，不会有失误的。
So to talk about Hou Yi's story is also to demonstrate how wondrous your mind is and how accurate the mind functions. So for Hou Yi, he's able to reach target 99.9% of the time. He's already a great archer, but his ability is still not as great as your own mind.And this is correspond to the second half of the stanza, talking about arrow and the mark. So the mind is like the arrow and has the ability to create all sorts of functions. And this ability to come up with all sorts of phenomena is 100% accurate.There isn't one time that you will miss the mark. The 100% of the time,The mind is able to create all these different phenomena.
我们有没有这种能力？没有啊。
Do you think that we really possess this kind of ability? This, highly accurate ability of the mind.
我们的心就是这种高品质的。等一下我再举例给你看呢。
So our mind is truly of the highest quality. It's able to do all this, and I'm going to give you some examples.
比如说，你们现在心要看我，是不是就能够马上射中我，对不对？你现在心要去注意你的大腿，马上什么？马上射中大腿，对不对？你心要跑到任何一个地方去，你要突然间要想说，哇，等一下我怎么回去？马上就跑到什么？不是跑到那一个我们叫华城，就你所想的东西。你现在比如说，我现在心跑到这边茶边，马上手就可以伸出来，有没有？中风算不算？中风是手有问题，但心还是没有问题的。
So let me give you a few examples.If your mind decides to look at me, to perceive me, isn't it true that you're able to perceive me immediately? And if your mind wants to think of your thigh, and isn't it true that your mind immediately goes to your thigh? Or if you want to think about how am I going to get home later, isn't it true that your mind immediately goes to that mental object? Or if I'm looking at this cup that I have, your mind immediately goes to the cup, and then your hand is able to reach out.And then you may wonder, how about if someone has a stroke and this person is paralyzed? Well, then in that situation, the fault is at the hand. The hand no longer corresponds with your demand, but the mind is still accurate 100% of the time.
我们那个时间点就是，其实你的心，我们叫心想事成，有没有？
So there's a saying that no matter what your mind thinks about, the phenomenon will arise.
前一阵子就是这个什么 lay off 潮的时候，说不能想心想事成啊，你心想就变成事成而已。
A few months back, there was a huge wave of people being let go by companies, recession, and during that time.Sometimes people joke about that you shouldn't be even thinking about it because our mind has this wondrous ability. So whatever your mind focuses on, the things come true. So you shouldn't be thinking about it.
这个我刚才讲的这个部分就是下面要讲的，就是我们的心啊，能够产生种种的现象叫做用。那这一个是。就是百分之百的是什么百花百中的。
So the mind has the ability to create all these different phenomena. It's a function of the mind. And this function of the mind is indeed 100% accurate.
就是因为你的心可以有无限的功能，然后可以就是很精准的想要就是能够完成你的功能，所以才能够我们产生这个多样多什么多彩多姿的世界。
And that's because the mind has the function of creating all these phenomena and able to execute it. That's why the world arises.
你看，我们可以从悲伤，然后变成什么很快乐，对不对？也可以一直快乐，对不对？但有些人就没办法了啊。譬如说。你背到背的回还是可以快乐嘛，只是你自己选择悲伤而已。
So we have the ability to change our mind, change our state of mind from sadness to happiness. Or you also have the ability to decide to stay happy the whole time. But some people feel that they don't have that ability. So when they get laid off, it will be really hard for them to stay happy.
再来正可不可以？可不可以变成很快乐
？Would you be able to stay happy if you have cancer？
可以啦，对不对
？You can, right? You should be able to, right?
只是大部分人就选择悲伤啊，对不对？就是忧担忧嘛，担忧是不是选择出来的
？Yeah, most of the time, people choose to be.Sad and choose to be worried, but aren't these emotions also a decision made by our mind?
我们所有的情绪基本上都是可以选择的。
So basically, we have the ability to choose any sort of emotion.
也就是说，那个心你想要怎么样，基本上就是能够怎么样。
So that's also saying that, the mind should you should be able to bend your mind however way you want and make it do whatever you want.
然后你把五蕴当成我，是不是也是选择的？
So to mistakenly take the five skanda and treat it as the self, isn't this also a decision that we made?
这也是你，就因为心，就是你要把它当成是我，它就会变成它是我。那你决定说好，我不要当成是我，它马上是可以什么？不是我。
哦，身体吗？
对，身体、身心都可以。
So if you decide to treat to look at the physical body or your mind as the self, then your mind is able to do that immediately. But then if you revert the decision, decide that I'm not going to regard the physical body as self, immediately the mind is also able to do that and stop treating the body as the self.
心有种种的功能，那只是说我们自己不太会操作，老是操作那个什么就是同样的功能呢。
The mind actually has all sorts of functions. The problem only lies in our inability to access all these different functions. We rely on a fixed set of operations, and we keep using that same set and neglecting all the other ones that we have.
譬如说，我们对一个很合意的人，就是很喜欢的人，那我们就可以产生很高兴的那种感受。那你可不可以去嗔心骂他？有点难，对不对
？So if you encounter someone that you really like, and so our usual pattern is when you encounter someone you like, then it gives rise to the emotion of happiness. But in that situation, can you turn around and get mad at this person and scold that person? Would you be able to do that?
我们不行的原因，最主要的原因是什么？因为你把你喜欢的人当成人。
So oftentimes people can't do it, cannot on the spot decide the emotion. And the reason why you are not able to do it is because you treat that person as a real person.
你晚上做梦了，你很喜欢的人，你当然可以跟他生气啊，因为他根本就不是人。
So, if you are sleeping at night and dreaming, and if you dream about this person that you like, you can decide on whichever emotion that you want to use toward this person because, you know, in the dream, that person is not a real person. It's merely your mental object.
那这个我们在平常把其他人当成人，就是我们的心就是有这种功能，你把它当成人嘛，那。这个部分就是心就是有这种功能，你把它当成人，它就顺你啊。你把它当成人，我们的心就产生当成人的功能。
But in waking moments, when we see someone, that we treat those people as real people, and again, that's merely a function of your mind. It's a decision that you have made, and your mind will then go according to your wish and treat the people you encounter as real human beings.
那这个部分就是讲下面的啊，牧人欢歌，使女起舞，挥琴是道，玲珑是利。
So what I'm talking about actually corresponds with the next part. When a wooden man breaks into a song, a stone woman gets up to dance. Since this cannot be understood by reasoning, how can it be analyzed?
牧人就是说，你那一颗觉醒的心，不动的心。那它具有种种的功能，那它是不动的，就像一个木人，就像一个石头做的女孩这样子。可是它有种种功能，它可以唱歌，可以跳舞。
So, the wooden man and the stone woman is analogy for the mind, for your enlightened mind, because it's unmoving, yet it has the ability to perform all sorts of function. So that's why this wooden man, a moving wooden man, is able to break into a song, and the woman is able to get up to dance. That those are the functions of the mind.
那就有点像是，像是那一个一面镜子啊，镜子不动，对不对？可是里面的鸟飞过来，鹿跑过去，里面东西动来动去的，它有功能，可是这个镜子从来就不动。那这个镜子就是木人，就是石泥，可是它里面的线，里面的水可以随着因缘产生种种的现象。
So it's like a mirror that's unmoving, similar to the wooden man and to the stone woman. The mirror doesn't move, but the images that's reflected inside the mirror, it can move. It's like a bird flying through the mirror, over, flying across the mirror, or a deer jumping about. That the image that's reflected is the function of the mind, and those move around, but the mind itself doesn't move.
那我们现前，我们现前。我们的心也像一面镜子、啊、那所有的种种的人事物声音都在我们 这个镜子出现，可是我们那个心基本上是可以感知的，可是它是不动的。
So the mind is just like the mirror, of all the phenomena we encounter, people, matters, or objects, or soundsThose are all reflected in the mirror. Those are functions of the mirror. Those things move around, are dynamic, but the mind itself stays unmoving.
但是我们现在比较麻烦的就是说，我们把，心中的这一个某一个什么，某一个色相，和某一个念头当成我，结果。你那个整个不动的镜子，你就感觉不到那个心是不动的，你只感觉到动的念头，然后动的身体，动的感觉。
So, but where our trouble lies is, the problem is, we mistakenly take a subset of the images in the mirror. We took that subset of images as the self. So instead of experiencing the unmoving mind, the mirror itself,we become attached to a subset of phenomena, and we think that's the self. So from that point on, we start to experience how this subset of phenomena moves around and makes sound, and there's mental activity. So we're attached to a small portion of phenomena, thinking it as the self, and forgetting, not able to experience the overall unmoving mind.
那因为我们心动，所以我们的心，我们特别注意，把身体注意自己啊，把心注意，把身体当成我，把我的念头当成我，所以我们的心就会特别去注意这一部分。只有注意这一部分的时候，你只看到心动的部分，你不能像我们有禅修好了，他没有任何念头，也不会去执着身体为我，就你后来那个心。可以感知的范围就是非常非常的大。
So we have erroneously attached ourselves to our physical body, and we take that as the self, or we take our thoughts as the self. And so from that point on, all we are able to experience is this constant moving physical body or the mind. And so that's why when people enter, who meditate very well, enter samadhi, you are able to experience that the ability for the mind to be aware of phenomena is actually very expansive, and it's not no longer limited to the physical body or to the thought.
那你把身体执着为我，把我的念头执着为我，那就叫情。那特别去注意我的身体。我的念头，这叫事。就是你执着，情就是执着，执着这个身体为我，然后注意我这个小小的，就是有对象，注意有极限的对象，那这叫事。 就像我们眼睛看一个东西就是眼视，然后听一个声音那就是变成耳视，就情视。
So if you mistakenly take this physical body as the self, then it's called conscious. No.
情啊，情怎么讲
？Emotion.
Emotion 也不是呢，不是 emotion。应该是 attachment。
Okay, so it becomes an attachment.And then if you have an object that you are attached to, then that's called consciousness. And together, you depart from the unmoving nature.
我们说情生智格，就你产生执着的话，那个智慧就被什么？被你隔住了，隔开了。
So once this attachment, this consciousness arises, then you are no longer connected to your nature, natural wisdom.
那你只要后面就是说，你只要思索，那你就被你思索的内容局限了，你就没有看到那种无边，就是广大无边不动的心的那个智慧心。
And as soon as you start thinking and start analyzing, reasoning, then you are already bounded by your thought.And you will no longer be able to experience the expansiveness of the mind.
那我们再接下来讲就是成奉于今，子顺于父，不顺挥笑，不奉挥斧。
And the next part is the minister serves his lord. The son obeys his father. If he does not obey, he is not filial. If the minister does not serve, he is not loyal.
那个这个成。实际上就是心的功用，然后那个君，实际上就刚才我们讲那个牧人，还是这个使女。
So the minister is referring to the functions of the mind, and the lord is similar to the wooden man and the stone woman that we talked about. It's referring to the unmoving mind.
那我们这个心，就不动的心，它有无限的功能，不像我们一般人就是。一直把身体当成我，把念头当成我，这个功能就被限制住了。
So the unmoving mind has all these different kinds of functions, unlimited. But it's only because we're attached to the physical body and attached to the thought, thinking, perceiving those as the self. So these wondrous, limitless functions becomes limited.
啊，只有我们这一个心啊，这个智慧心。不停留在任何一个对象上，也不抓住任何对象为我的时候，它才是什么？产生完美的功能。
And it's only if this unmoving mind does not abide on any object, any phenomena, does not grasp onto it, does not attach to it, then the natural, the wondrous functions of the mind is able to reveal itself.
其实当你这样的话，其实你所接触的对象，我们这个叫成，对不对？其实到最后的话，成就是金。
So even though at this stage we call the phenomenon as the minister, but ultimately you will realize that the minister is the same and the one with the Lord. Those two are not separable.
那我们现在，比如说我们现在。在这边听，那你因为我们的心境上是动的，是有能手的，所以你会感觉就是有个心，看到或者听到我们在演讲，那这种是能手的。
So right now you're attending to the Dharma talk right now. Basically, the mind is moving, and we're still operating with a sense of the subject and object. So you will feel that there's actually a mind that's perceiving what's being talked about.
如果是这样的话，你就发现有时候心那个心念就不是很乖哈，你不想就它跑出来了，对不对？
At our current state, sometimes you feel that your mind is not very obedient. Sometimes you don't want to think about something, yet a thought comes up by itself.
然后你不想吃，结果手去拿出来，已经伸出去了，已经丢到嘴巴里面去了。
And there are also times maybe you don't even want to eat something, but then your hand naturally reaches out without following your wishes and grab to the food and put it into your mouth. That happens too.
那假如你的心就是任何时间都不停留在一个境界里面去，我这时候我要什么？我要所要拿出去就拿出去，不拿出去就不拿出去。那这时候产生的现象就是什么？每一念都是什么？你都是能够做主的，因为就是你所做的东西就是你的心。
But then if your mind does not attach to any sort of state or does not grab onto any objects, then it will indeed act according to all your wishes and you can become your own master.
那如果在那种状态之下，就是你做了很多事，可是事实上从来没什么，没做过事。
And in that kind of state, you will feel as if you have, although you have done a lot of things, you will feel as if you haven't done a thing at all.
就像书讲说什么，空中什么，有哭笑，还有什么，无事忙终老，有没有？
Just like what Shifu said, there is weeping and laughter amidst of emptiness.And in the process of aging, you are busy amidst of doing nothingness.
那就是因为我们有能所，你把你的心所感知的对象分为有一部分是我，有一部分是外面，结果你就发觉你的心不是很自在。
And the reason why our mind is not able to be at ease and in complete control is because we function with the sense of subject and object. We separate the phenomenon and take part of it as the self, and we treat anything other than that as the external phenomenon.
我们的心本来就是从头到尾都自在的，但是我记得师父讲说，就是凡夫想要把不如意的事转为什么如意，所以就是有时候成功，有时候不成功。然后佛呢，他把不如意当成如意，所以没有，从来没有阻碍。
And so.Because of the sense of subject and object, then we are not in total control of our mind and we don't feel at ease. And that's why Shifu used to say that for sentient beings, the way we operate is whenever we encounter things that don't go according to our wishes, then we try really hard, consciously, actively, try to convert it into things that will go according to our wish.But for enlightened beings and for Buddhas, what they do is whenever they encounter things that are not according to their wishes, they still regarded it as a phenomenon going according to their own wishes.
做一个很凄惨的梦，跟做一个哇，你已经什么当了下一届总统，是不是都很如意？
Whether you dream about something tragic happening to you.Or if you dream about becoming the next president. Aren't these all functions of the mind? So in fact, they are actually already according to your own wishes.
因为你不知道梦境全部都是你自己的东西，那你把梦境的某一部分当成我，那你就会产生如意不如意的事。
And instead of realizing that,The dream is entirely the functions of the mind. Instead of realizing that, you take part of the dream as the self and other phenomena as other than the self. And with that dichotomy, then you will start to sense whether things go according to your wish or not according to your wish.
好，我们剩下十分钟，赶快最后一集。 潜心密用如一如如但能相系民主宗主。
We only have 10 minutes left, so let's speed up and talk about the last stanza. To cultivate in hiding, functioning in secret, like a fool, like a dolt. Only if you are able to persist, you will be called a master among masters.
那潜心就是说，他在修行的时候你看不出来，那就像这禅宗的常会听到说，哎，有一个人就是什么，我打坐做得很好，像坐11个小时的，那师父就会讲说，哎呀，你怎么那么懈怠？你要跟那一个那个在睡觉那个人要学习，人家那么精进。那也就是说，那一个人他在任何姿势，他都在什么，都在一直在晃掉能所的分别。他不是修定，他是晃掉能所的分别。
So, to cultivate in hiding is referring to oftentimes when people are really engaged in true practice, you will not be able to tell from the surface. It's just like that person who was able to meditate for 11 hours straight, then Shi Fu could very well say to this person, oh, how could you be so lazy? You should emulate that person over there, that person who's sleeping all the time. Why would Shi Fu say such a thing? That's because he doesn't emphasize the superficial. And the person who appeared to be sleeping is actually thought after thought trying to revert this function of subject and object, trying to break away from that. So even though he appeared to be doing nothing, he's actually practicing really hard.
打坐就是做得很标准的，那个是有为的，人家是什么？人家是无为的。
So for that person who's sleeping was actually practicing the reverting of subject and object, whereas the person who was sitting for 11 hours straight was merely practicing samadhi. So the meditator was cultivating consciously with action, whereas the sleeper was cultivating with non-action.
就是我们的心的本来状态，我们这个智慧心本来就是什么？就是无为法，那你只要想要做什么不做什么的时候，马上就变成什么有为法。我要入定，入定是不是一个有为法？那是有为法。
The natural state of the mind is really non-action. It doesn't intend to do this or do that. But as soon as you give rise to the thought of, oh, I must accomplish this, I must cultivate that.You are already departing from non-action and start functioning with a conscious self of subject and object.
放下取舍心算不算是迈向无为？
If you practice letting go of your grasping mind, letting go of attachment, selectivity, does that mean you are starting to practice non-action?
所以你说放下取舍，放下这什么能所，这个是我所知道的，那放下这一部分的，那照样什么照样吃饭，那照样要贪心也都没关系，你只要放下什么能贪的我还有所贪的物，这时候需要表现一下贪心也无妨。
So as long as you're able to let go the sense of subject and object, you may still function like how you have always functioned. You eat and you go to the restroom, or sometimes if the situation calls for your acting like you're greedy or acting as you're angry, you can still do all those, but you will be in accordance to the way as long as you're able to let go of subject and object.
我看到有一个他们说这一个好像是修禅定或是要离开三界，那贪嗔是烦恼，你要放下贪嗔。但是当你是什么，当你就是你已经放下贪嗔的时候，这时候不贪不嗔是烦恼，你要用什么，用贪嗔来对治你不贪不嗔的烦恼。
So initially, if you are trying to depart from the three realms, you should practice non-anger and non-greed. But once you're able to let go of that and reach a state of no anger and no greed, then that becomes an attachment, a state that you abide on. So you have to start practicing greed and anger to counter that state of non-anger and no greed.
他们是讲说药跟病跟药啊，你有贪嗔的病，那你就要吃不贪不嗔的药。但是当你处在不贪不嗔，就是说不贪不嗔叫做病，他就要用什么？用贪跟嗔的药来对治不贪不嗔的病。
Think about it as an analogy that when you are ill with when you have the sickness of greed and anger, then you have to take the antidote of no greed and no anger. But once you are able to reach a state of no anger and no greed, if you abide in those states, then that becomes an illness in itself. So you need to take the antidote of anger and greed again.
那如果你的病是贪跟嗔，你不要用贪跟嗔的药。
But if you are already sick with anger and greed, then do not take the antidote of more anger and more greed.
所以当你这个心不执着贪，不执着嗔，不停留在不贪，不停留在不嗔，那你就什么，在任何时间点都是什么，你修行的地方，你修行的时刻。
So once your mind is able to depart from anger and greed, and at the same time it's not attached to, it does not abide in the state of no anger and no greed. If you're able to do that, then no matter where you are, no matter the time and space, then you're already practicing.
后面就要主中主，就是说你在贪的情况之下你并没有贪，然后你在不贪不嗔的那个空性当中又可以什么产生贪跟嗔。
So over here, to become a master among masters means when you are in the state of, when you have departed from the state of greed and anger, but thenEven if you have reached a state of no anger and no greed, you are still able to perform the functions of anger and greed.
但是你不要骗人哦，记得有一次我看到一个人，他自己生气控制不了，他就跟他讲说，你有没有看过菩萨那个什么嗔什么怒目金刚，其实他是控制不了，他不是咒诅的怒目金刚。
But remember, do not try to fool yourself. There was once a student here who was not able to control his temper. And so when he lost his temper, he actually said to me, have you ever seen an angry Buddha? I'm merely trying to show the manifestation of an angry Bodhisattva. That would not be the right way to practice. You'll be fooling yourself.
所以在我们今天这个整个的这一个宝镜无镜，它最主要是讲就是心跟外境本来就是什么，就是一体的，境就是心，心就是境，可是我们已经把心跟境分成什么，分成是一个能所的对立的，所以有能所以后，接下来外境就有分如意跟不如意的。当你的心跟境，我们叫什么，我们叫能所双明的时候，你到处都是什么？都是如意的。
So the essence of the song of the precious Mir Samadhi is talking about how the mind and the phenomenon, they are all but one together, and the mind is the same as phenomenon, the phenomenon the same as the mind, but our problem is that we start to make distinctions between subject and object, and from that point on, then we start to label things as going according to your wishes or not according to your own wishes. But once you are able to reach a state of obliterating both subject and object, then you will be able to return to your true nature.
当你能守三昧以后，那你还是在人间里面，一方面就是借着跟人的互动，然后去除掉你还有什么能守的习气。那另外一面就是你跟借着跟人互动当中，去影响对方能够迈向什么能守双明的境界。
So once you are able to reach a state of obliterating both subject and object, then you still are able to function in your daily activities. And by interacting with people in daily life, what you're trying, your focus will become trying to get rid of your habitual patterns that came out of this perpetual functioning of a subject and object. You're trying to get rid of the habits.The patterns, and also simultaneously, you're trying to influence other people and try to help people reach a state of liberating the subject and object.
所以一个就是说，一个是借度众生，然后去除自己贪这个什么能所的烦恼，不只是贪嗔，是能所的烦恼。另外一个是借着度，就是度众生，让对方也能够。听懂，然后愿意去除能所的烦恼。
So there's a dual purpose of by interacting with sentient beings, you're trying to get rid of your own habitual patterns of having subject and object, and also simultaneously you're trying to help other people understand the concept and getting rid of their own subject and object.
然后就是度众生那一部分叫做开发自己的方便之，然后。除自己的烦恼，那个就是什么？就是不断的是，我们叫随缘什么消旧业。
And so, by reaching out to people, helping them get rid of their sense of subject and object, you are practicing expedient wisdom. And also by trying to cancel out your habitual patterns.Then you are going according to conditions and decreasing past karmic influence and trying to practice the ultimate wisdom.
那我们今天讲完了，大概可能有些人也是听，好像有听，好像有人容易好像没懂啊。那没关系，这个本来就是听懂多少什么算多少的哈。
So today we have finished talking about the song of the precious mirror samadhi.And so for some of you here, you may feel that you have, even though you have heard, listened to all these Dharma talks, you may only be able to reach partial understanding. But that's really quite okay. You will take away with you as much as you are able to understand.
其实我也不太懂了，但是都没人讲嘛，这个是翻译的，所以我讲一次以后，可能就懂得更多了啊。就是我真的懂了，你们也不见得会懂，因为书也是懂了，我们看了也看不懂啊。
So the truth is, even I don't quite understand it myself either. But because no one talks about it, and because I was the one who translated the book back into Chinese, so I feel I have to talk about it. And every time I talk about it, I feel I've reached a little bit more understanding. And even if I have.Even if I'm able to understand, it's still no guarantee that you will understand. It's just like Shifu understands all these, but us as disciples, we still don't have complete understanding either.
我这个是禅宗的精华，所以我们这个讲完以后，可能我们下次可能会讲，大家可能是神慧禅师的悟性，就跟这个一样，就是不容易懂的。
But we have to talk about it because this is the essence, the true essence of Chan. And so next time, maybe we'll start talking about the enlightened state of Master Shen Hui. And that's also something similar to this, where it will be quite difficult to understand, but we still have to talk about it.
就是你要修禅哈，修莫造化陀，这些东西不懂，其实很难。
So, if you want to practice either 化陀 or silent illumination without understanding the principles behind these verses, it would actually be very difficult for you to practice.
那神慧禅师 的悟经是我被师父强迫讲的，那这个是我没有人强迫我自己，觉得说哦，强迫我自己讲。
So actually, 师父 was the one who forced me to teach the enlightened state of Master 神慧. He forced me. But versus this one, the Song of Precious Mirror Samadhi, no one forced me, and I want to teach it on my own.
所以成慧禅师的悟经，我讲了两年以后啊，不知所云呐，每次讲都不知所云。但是讲了两年以后，我发觉就是对我帮助还大，蛮大的。那这一本书，我想为没那么严重了哈，就是。但是我知道还是不是像就是人家就是不是懂的体验上的懂的人讲那么好，不过就是经过人家讲了以后，我想下次讲的话可能就更棒了。
So when I try to teach the enlightened state of Master 神慧, I taught it for 2 years, and during the 2 years I felt like I really didn't know what I was talking about, but at the end of it at least I felt I have reached better understanding.And similarly, this one, the Song of Precious Mirror Samadhi, even though I feel perhaps my interpretation is not as good as someone who has direct experience of the state, but at least by the act of talking about it, my understanding has deepened a little. And the next time comes around when I have to teach this verse again, I will be able to do an even better job.
最后谢谢大家，因为当白老鼠。
Finally, I would like to thank everyone who is willing to be my guinea pig. We will now recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies.May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。